line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome into the call the head coach of the JME Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Sig.
Hello?
Coach, how are you this morning?
Doing well. Yourself?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. A very impressive performance to go on the road and defeat Elon 45-10. Just give me your impressions on your team's performance.
You know, it was a really hot day. Elon scored quickly, second play of the game. You know, we outscored the rest of the world 45-3. I think, you know, we won up front on both sides decisively. And, you know, I think our guys played really hard. We still have a lot of things we have to clean up. But, you know, overall, it was a good performance.
That's several media questions in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Dave Thomas with the ESPN Radio Harrisonburg.
Good morning, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Talk about your defense as far as the pursuit, getting hats to the ball. You've spoken a lot about, and your coaching staff has driven home of being faster and more physical, being as physical as they were, but still getting as many guys to the football. How pleased were you with the pursuit your defense showed on Saturday?
Well, you know, once again, it all starts up front, and I think, you know, our defensive line is good, and, you know, we took it to them physically, and, you know, we stuffed the run game, you know, gave up 36 yards and rushed for 336, and then it comes down to, you know, the linebackers and safeties and Rover fitting the gaps correctly, and, you know, all in all, we did a decent job. You know, there were still times we thought we could have got more hats to the ball, and we missed some tackles in space, and our tackling still needs to improve. So, but, you know, it really does begin up front. You know, we had 5 sacks, and we had, you know, 10 TFLs total. And, you know, those that front four, that's where it all starts.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate it.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Kurt. By the end of this week, you guys will have played 3 straight on the road, and that's four of the first 6 on the road, too. What is the difficulties in having that many road games early, and why have you guys been able to handle it?
Yeah, I don't really see it as an issue. It's just a different routine on Friday. You know, we'll jump on a plane and go to a hotel and get a good night's sleep. You know, our weekly preparation is going to be the same. You know, the first 2 games, I think the heat was a little bit of a challenge, but, you know, like this Saturday, we're going to go to Stony Brook, and it's, I think, a high of 60 and a low of 50, and it's a 6 o'clock game, so it's probably going to be in the mid-50s, more like football weather. And, you know, I don't see it as a big issue, to be honest with you.
You guys don't do anything different then? Don't do anything to make sure your guys are ready to go, ready to travel, anything like that?
No. I learned a long time ago. I've done this a number of different ways, but settled in last few places I've been. Yeah, we try to have our meetings late on Friday in the afternoon, mid-afternoon, so the guys don't miss class. You know, we handle all our meetings and walk through here, we eat here, and then we get on the bus or plane and we go to where we got to get to. We get to the hotel around 8:30, and we give them a snack and watch a hype video and put them to bed. And so, you know, there's not much disruption with their class schedule, which is really important. And I don't like sitting around in a hotel too long, so we try to get in there as late as possible and get a good night's sleep. And then, depending on what time kickoff is the next day, in this particular case, it's a 6 o'clock kickoff. So we'll have a brief meeting with them, you know, 11:30, just to go over a few things. And then we have our pregame meal 4 hours before kickoff, walk through, get on the bus, and go.
Got it. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Wayne Epps with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hey, Coach. On Saturday, you'll be taking your defense, which has been the top-ranked defense in the league, against the run against Stony Brook, which has been the top-ranked running attack in the league. What jumps out about their rush attack led by White and the Cat?
Well, you know, I think they do a great job overall. You know, when you look statistically at the rushing offense and defensive stats, you know, Stony Brook and us are 1-2 in all of them. So it's going to be a very physical game. I think they're built very similar to we are in how they approach the game. You know, their offensive line is very big, and they're very well coached. They do a good job. They roll 3 different backs in there, and you know, they're going to try to pound you. They got a very athletic quarterback that, you know, can pull the ball. And, you know, he can beat you with his legs. And then they have good play action, you know, off the run game and out-of-pocket stuff. So, you know, it'll be a challenge. And defensively, you know, they fly around. They've got a multiple package. They've got a history of playing good defense. You know, last year they outgained JMU in the game. It was a 13-10 final, three-point game. So, you know, they're playing really well right now, and, you know, I'm sure it's their homecoming, and they're going to be hyped up. So, I mean, we're going to play our A game.
Okay, and then, of course, your offensive line has continued to play well, you know, sparking your own rush attack. In the middle there with Mac Patrick, this is his third year as a starter. What does he kind of provide as sort of an anchor and a leader for that offensive line unit?
Well, he's one of our team leaders. We have good leadership on this team. Him and Liam, you know, both played a lot of football. We thought Mac probably played his best game Saturday. And, you know, he makes a lot of the calls and the adjustments. And, you know, he's a grizzly vet and a very physical player. You know, the whole line, they have a lot of starts under their belt. They're really starting to play well. And the tight ends included are a big part of that run game. You know, we had no sacks, no TFLs, no turnovers. Saturday, which was a huge plus. So I've always said, you know, when you got a good offensive line, you got a chance to have a good football team. And, you know, we just got to keep improving.
All right. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Kyle Kissing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, Coach, with Solomon, what he's been able to do here through the first half of the season, what's made him so successful in the run game? Is there anybody who you've worked with in the past who his running style kind of reminds you of?
Solomon Vanhorse, you know, he's a really quick guy. He's got good vision. He's smart. You know, he's got good strength, even though he's not a real big guy. You know, and he normally makes the right cut. So, you know, he's a real shifty type of guy. I'd have to go way, way back to really think of a guy that he reminds me of. And the name I'll throw out probably, you know, most of you have never heard of, a guy named Dwayne Schultz at Pitt that we had. His brother Lance played in the NFL. They're both from New York. Was a very similar runner. But, you know, we've been rolling four or five running backs in there and keep them fresh, and all those guys are doing a nice job of, you know, finding the seams and breaking tackles and protecting the football. You know, the other thing about Solomon, he's got excellent hands, too.
And then early in the prep here for Stony Brook, looking at Tycoal Fields, what kind of stands out about him with that kind of dual threat ability?
Well, you know, he's an athlete. Anytime you play a dual threat quarterback, you really got to be, you know, on your game because, you know, they're going to try to pound us, and then he's going to pull the ball. They'll have some design quarterback runs where he may give it or he may pull it, and then when he drops back to pass, you know, it's always a threat that he may tuck it and go, and that's what happened the last play of the Rhode Island game. You know, it was 4th and 6 on the 50-yard line, and Rhode Island was up, and there were 22 seconds ago in the game, or 25, and 4th and 6, and, you know, it was a pass play, and he tucked it and went 50 for a touchdown. So, you know, we're going to have to do a great job of, A, stopping the run game, and B, not letting him beat us with his legs, and then C, doing a good job of taking care of their down-the-field shots, which, you know, they'll take a lot of those, too.
Thank you.
Kurt, you've touched on several times about stopping the run game. Last year, as I know you're well aware, because you're on the other side, Elon was able to run for over 200 yards. How much did you look at that, and how much motivation did that provide your defensive line? This year, you guys, not only you hold them to 33, but you're only allowing 61. But what's been the big difference from a year ago now that you've kind of switched sides?
Well, I think, you know, it's a different defense. But, you know, I think our guys, we had a good week of prep. We were really focused and ready to play. They've lost a few offensive linemen down there. So they're a little bit of a different outfit up front. And, you know, we just took it to them. And I felt pretty confident going into the game we would and could. And, you know, we did. And we wore them out. I had a sense at the end of the second quarter that we had them at the brink and that we had a chance maybe to dominate the second half, which we did, you know, 24-3. So, but, you know, it's not perfect. We still have missed assignments and improper fits that we have to clean up. And, you know, it's important that we get those things cleaned up if we want to be successful down the road.
All right. Thanks, as always, for your time today. Safe travels to Long Island, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.